I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Biden was asked about Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to suspend his country's participation in the last remaining U.S.-Russian nuclear arms control treaty. The president was wrapping up his four-day visit to Poland and Ukraine. He met with the Bucharest Nine, leaders of countries on the eastern end of NATO.
As NATO's eastern flank, you're on the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict. Not just for Ukraine, but for the freedom of democracies throughout Europe and around the world.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was at the meeting. He said they don't know when the war will end in Ukraine, but when it does, they need to ensure that history does not repeat itself and allow Russia to continue to chip away at European security. He added they must break the cycle of Russian aggression. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.